We're back on the game. John Kurtz, Tyler Dreiling, Mitch Fortner. We've got some coaching rumors in the next segment. 5-10, Frank Martin, a terrific Bob Huggins story that he told on the Dan Patrick Show earlier today around college hoops at 5:25. Mitch, is there a new Power Rangers movie out?
It is.
I thought so. I saw people posting about it on social media.
Hmm.
Tyler's apparently not a Power Rangers guy.
Oh,
no.
Come on.
No.
It's actually a really bad show.
But, well, of course,
like,
it's bad.
As a kid.
I mean, that was my jam as
a
kid.
Exactly. It was great. But I'm hearing good things about the movie. It's not like what it was as a kid.
It's PG-13, right?
I think it's
a little risque. Risque may be like the wrong word, but it's not just a totally
right.
G-rated type of thing that we were seeing as kids. Maybe a little more
edgy.
A little more conflict going on with the Power
Rangers.
I
never got into Power Rangers or Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Both of them could kick rocks. I couldn't care less.
Man, well, I got like 3 Power Rangers costumes hanging out somewhere back in Kansas City. I was the Green Ranger once, the White
Ranger. You just gave it away what my initiation is going to be for the Cult of Frank.
No, it's not that. it's not that.
The Power Rangers movie actually getting a 43% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Mm. Imagine that.
It's 43.
You know what?
High.
I may actually have to go see that. I'm serious. I don't ever watch movies. I hardly ever do.
7:15 tonight.
Well, I gotta watch the
basketball
tournament games,
sure.
You know, man. But you know what? Next week when things get really slow, I might go watch the Power Rangers movie.
When's the next Paul Blart movie coming out?
Oh, Paul Blart: Mall Cop 3. Not soon enough, my friend. Not soon enough. We heard Kelly in Vegas yesterday on the games that she likes in the NCAA tournament. I have taken to being John in Vegas here every now and then. I know it's fairly random when John in Vegas decides to show up, but I felt pretty good about a couple of these games at the back end. I was trying to do 4. I would say there's 1 here that I do not feel all that good about, but it's an inclination. So here you go. You want to make money, definitely take the first 3. But after that, I'm just going to give you a bonus 1. You can take it or leave it. You can do whatever you want with it.
Okay.
Number 1, John in Vegas picks. As we just discussed in the open, I'm not a Butler fan. But in all reality here, I think North Carolina covering a 7.5-point spread, that's a slam dunk, if you will. We are playing some shooting hoops here.
I don't know. I didn't think that Arkansas was that good. And Arkansas really put a scare into North Carolina.
Nah, I thought they just let their foot off the gas. They're fine. They'll figure it out.
Okay.
Listen, you talk about weird roads to the Sweet 16 in the second weekend like Baylor. Baylor did not have as easy a road as the Butler Bulldogs.
Well,
they beat a 13 seed in Winthrop and then a 12 seed in Middle Tennessee to get to the Sweet 16.
And I thought they would lose that game. I had Middle Tennessee in my Sweet 16. That was actually a pretty impressive performance to me. So I would take 7.5. I would go Butler there.
Like, I don't think there's I should probably be careful here, but like a Gordon Hayward, Shelvin Mack, like NBA players on this Butler team like they had with that 2-year run. Matt Howard, I don't think ever made the NBA, but that was a good player too. I just don't think they're quite at that level. I think North Carolina's going to overwhelm them with some talent here.
I don't even know. Who's Butler's coach? Could you even name him? I couldn't name him.
on to pick number 2, which is here for John in Vegas, Wisconsin at +2. Much as I hate to admit it, Wisconsin in the NCAA tournament is just nails, as we have seen. They were really criminally underseeded, having to play an 8-9 game and then a 1 seed, but they knock out Villanova. 3 straight years, they've been in the Sweet 16 at least, and they have 2 Final Fours in that time span as well. Like, I just think Wisconsin is so experienced and so used to being here and just a good team that knows how to get it done in the tournament that they'll beat Florida. Florida feasted on the SEC for a lot of the year. I think Florida is a solid enough team, but they're not better than Villanova. And I just like what Wisconsin brings to the table there. I've seen it too many times. That's one of those, I've seen this movie too many times. I think the wrong team's favored. So you're going to give me 2 points with Wisconsin? I will take that all day.
I think the only reason Wisconsin is the underdog here is because of how impressive Florida was in their last game. That was a really well-played game by Florida against Virginia. But I'm with you. On this one, I'm going to agree with you. I think Wisconsin wins it.
Okay. So we're in agreement on
one out of two so far.
Your third John in Vegas pick, the final of the 3 that I feel pretty good about here, West Virginia +3.5. I think West Virginia's got a great shot to beat Gonzaga. No Final Fours, only 2 regional finals for the Zags in all their accomplishments since 1999 when they had that first run to the Elite Eight. So a better way to say it would be after 1999, they have played in one Elite Eight game. They typically bow out. This is their exit stage right point at this time of the year, and they are running into a West Virginia team that I feel like is playing very good basketball and plays a style that's really hard to prepare for. Even though it's not the quick turnaround, they've had time to digest it, look at it. I think it's a totally different thing when you actually get out there on the floor and play against it.
This one scares me a little bit because for my bracket's sake, I need Gonzaga to win. But I will give Gonzaga a little bit more credit than I think a lot of people are. The really common theme that you hear with them is, well, they play in a weak conference, they haven't played anybody, et cetera, et cetera. But their non-conference this year, they played Arizona, beat them. They played Florida, beat them. They played Iowa State, beat them. They really went out of their way to make sure that that wouldn't be the narrative about them this year. And they won all those games and almost went undefeated in the regular season. So I'm a believer in Gonzaga, and I think they'll figure out the press Virginia tonight.
Their non-con was nice. I mean, I'm not trying to take anything away necessarily from what they've accomplished this year, but I'm more just erring on the side of history here. There have been a lot of Gonzaga teams that have had nice non-conference runs. I mean, they've been challenging themselves for a while. I mean, remember back to the Big 12 champion K-State team got housed by Gonzaga in the non-conference, and that Gonzaga team still did not get to an Elite Eight or Final Four. So it's just playing history here. Mm-hmm. I feel like it's a smart play. Plus, West Virginia is a decent team to have getting 3.5 points there. So
yeah, with the spread, I think that you're probably making the right pick. I think that Gonzaga wins it, but it'll be a really close game.
I'm telling you, go money line. West Virginia. You can go money line too.
Okay.
West Virginia, but especially if I'm getting the 3.5. So North Carolina -7.5, Wisconsin +2, West Virginia +3.5. That's what I really like. Here's one I just have an inclination on. Kansas is a 5-point favorite tonight.
It's up to 6 now, if
okay.
You want to change your answer.
No, I won't change it. I mean, this is still number 4 for the John in Vegas picks. I don't feel as strongly about this. But it's Kansas in the Sprint Center in a Sweet 16 game. Yeah, I know they lost to TCU the last time they were in Sprint Center. I get it. But there is so much more on the line here. Like, that was kind of a lame duck situation for Kansas. What did they really have to play for against TCU? You know the place is going to be jam-packed because now Iowa State's out of it. If Iowa State were there, this would be very interesting because you know who they would be rooting for. They would not be – well, I'm sorry, they'd be playing each other. I'm an idiot. But yeah, there would be more Iowa State fans there in the building potentially than Kansas fans. Different kind of game when it's Kansas that's going to fill the arena here against Purdue. I like Kansas to win this game by 10-plus points, I think.
Yeah.
Kansas looked – they just – they hit that switch at the end of the Michigan State game, and they looked like the best team really in the first weekend of the tournament.
This is one of those games that the spread is not, or doesn't really, it doesn't give you any room for error, because I feel like this is a game where Kansas may be ahead by only 2 or 3 going into the final minute, but as soon as Purdue has to start fouling, it could turn into a 12 or 14 point game literally in the course of the final minute of the game. So I don't know how it's going to turn out. I do think it's going to be a close game, but I don't know where things are going to go in that final minute, and that's where you could see KU get the kind of the backdoor cover kind of thing. So that's a tough one. I'm with you that it would be tough to put money down one way or the other.
All right, there's your John in Vegas picks. Nice, Mitch. This is the Power Rangers theme song right here. The Cult of Frank initiation in 5-10, what Cole and I decided it would be for Tyler, plus a good Frank Martin story on Bob Huggins that he told on the Dan Patrick Show earlier today. Tyler's got some numbers on just how much K-State has experience-wise coming back next year, plus some coaching rumors when we return here on the game.